Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Season 2, Episode 11 of the Fly the W podcast. This is Buck O'Neill and Ernie Banks. Happy Super Bowl Sunday morning, as Crowley and I have an early edition of a recording of episode number 11. All right, Crowley, before we get into the Cubs, who's your pick for the Super Bowl?
Okay, I have no real dog in this fight, but there are three people that really kind of mean a lot to me that are rooting for the Chiefs. The Red Baron, Rick Sutcliffe. Our guest today on Fly the W, Bob Kendrick, down in Kansas City. And then finally, Scotty Chingon. He is he's one of the best cameramen out in Marquee. He's a huge Chiefs fan. So because of that, I'm pulling Chiefs.
You know who else is a huge Chiefs fan, big part of the Cubs? Do you know who that is?
Who's
coaching
that?
Staff. We'll play a little game here. Coaching staff. Member of the coaching staff, big Chiefs fan.
Big Chiefs fan. Wouldn't be Ross. Hadavy, Tommy?
Tommy Hadavy, huge Chiefs fan. Yep, I am also pulling for the Chiefs, and I think the Chiefs will win a really, really good Super Bowl, but that's not why you're here. You're here to listen and hopefully download, review, and most importantly, subscribe to our podcast and to follow all the socials, Fly the W 670 on Twitter and Instagram, and Fly the W on Facebook, or email us at flythew670@gmail.com. All right, Crowley, before we get into a little Buck O'Neill, a little Ernie Banks, let's talk about the Cubs pitching staff. They had an addition since the last time you and I got together, Michael Fulmer joining our Cubs.
Yeah, you know, Jed's been saying for a while that the Cubs wanted to add some more veteran bullpen depth. They got a lot of young guys there, and that's what he did on Friday by adding righty Michael Fulmer. You remember Fulmer, he was the American League Rookie of the Year in 2016, but that was as a starter. So injuries have caused him to kind of transition into a bullpen role. And in 2023, so far in his career, 115 career relief appearances. He's logged in a 2.98 ERA, playing with both the Tigers and the Twins, 3.39 ERA with 61 strikeouts, 28 walks, and 63 2/3 innings last season. So good pickup, right? I know some Cub fans' hearts were broken when Andrew Chafin, the lefty, the sheriff, he signs with the Arizona Diamondbacks. But this kind of adds to the signing that Jed made in December of Brad Boxberger from Milwaukee. So you see those two guys as being the veteran presence in the bullpen. So with this move, Dustin, the pitching staff is starting to look clear as far as what you see. So just to remind our listeners, you have a 26-man roster from opening day through August 31st and during the postseason. Teams are limited to carrying 13 pitchers during this time. And then, of course, from September 1st to the end, you can add two more players, one of them being a pitcher. So 13 pitchers to make the staff. So, Dustin, fair to say we know four solid locks in the rotation, correct?
Yes, I think that's pretty safe to say. And as we get into those four, go ahead, give us the four.
You got Marcus Stroman, Jameson Taillon, Drew Smyly, and Justin Steele. Now, the question is that fifth rotation spot. That's up for grab, and there's a few strong candidates looking to make their case in spring training, starting this Wednesday when pitchers and catchers report. Love it. The candidates.
Crawley's first holiday of the season.
Oh, we're getting there. We're getting there. We're getting closer. So who do we got? We're taking a look for that fifth starter spot. You got Keegan Thompson. He appeared in 29 games, started in 17. Would have been more. He had a little injury issue in April and also one at the end of the season. But he was, he did really good while he was in there. Our favorite, Dustin, Adrian Sampson, the bulldog who just goes in there and gets it done somehow, some way. 21 games he appeared in last year. He started in 19. Dustin's personal favorite, Hayden Wesniewski.
Wes Nasty.
Appeared in six games, started in four. You have Javier Assad, who appeared in 9 games and started in 8. And then Adbert Alzolay was injured most of the season. He appeared in 6 games, but it wasn't until the second half of September. He did not start any. So looking at those names, I mean, you know, you got a couple of young guys in there. Adrian Sampson's the veteran of that group. And I'm going to be 100%, you know, I see Javier Assad starting in AAA. I don't see him making the team. The big question, I guess, for me, right, is Adbert Alzolay. We just talked about Michael Fulmer and how he started out as a rookie of the year as a starter, but, you know, injuries kind of derailed him and he ended up in a bullpen role. To me, I'm kind of just thinking that Adbert Alzolay is a guy that I could potentially see making that same transition. And he's got some, especially, if, you know, you got to understand, pitchers have to kind of, they can't go all out because they have to try to make it 5, 6, 7 innings, right? But when you only have to pitch 1, maybe 2 innings, you can crank it up a lot more. So I think Adbert's an interesting candidate for the closer's job.
Wow, really?
I do.
Wow.
He's got some wicked stuff.
Looking at the bullpen, there is a huge glaring need and issue, and kind of the staff overall. And that's the left-handed pitching, right?
Right.
I mean, they right now, this bullpen has one left-handed pitcher, right?
Yeah.
Brandon Hughes, they have one lefty. I mean, is Brandon Hughes going to pitch every single day? Well, is he going to make an appearance, right? I mean, and what am I missing here?
Well, as far as the bullpen, yeah, it looks like one lefty. And so,
right. That's what I'm worried about with Justin Steele, okay? I'm worried that they may feel that they've got to take a guy who's maybe on the edge in their mind, like a Sampson and Wesniewski, and put them into the starting rotation and have Steele in the bullpen because of the lack of lefties.
I'm going to disagree. I'm going to tell you right now, Justin Steele, if you were to you know, kind of start your rotation, however, you know, he may be, quote unquote, penciled in as your fourth starter, right? So you're going to have Jameson Taillon's a veteran. Marcus Stroman, obviously, was the big signing last year. And Drew Smyly had a great season. But if you're asking me, there's a guy that could turn into a number one. Because right now, just looking at it, I don't see a number one ace starter. No. But I take a look at Justin Steele, and I say to myself, with what that kid did last year, he you know, he's one of those guys that if we're talking about the Cubs making the postseason, it's because one of the reasons would be Justin Steele taking that next step.
Had a breakout year. Yep.
Right. Mm-hmm. No way he makes it into the bullpen. I think a lot of these guys have pretty even splits. They're not guys that, you know, tend to get out righties more than lefties and vice versa. They're pretty even all in all, which I think once you started to see that rule where you had to pitch to minimum 3 batters, you start to see less and less of those specialty guys that are, you know, you got a lefty in there to face the lefties. You know, you see less of that because you can't just have them in for one batter, you know, to get out that tough lefty. You got to sit there and be able to get lefties and righties out. And so the loogie, that's kind of starting to go extinct a little bit. So I'm not too worried about it. So I would say, you know, when you look at those guys that we mentioned, Keegan, Adrian, Hayden, Javier, like I said, thinking in the minors to start. But I think whichever of those pitchers gets the fifth starter, the rest of these guys are going to make their way into the bullpen as multiple inning piggyback style relievers. And that's how Keegan started last year until injuries required him to take a more of a starting role. Adrian Sampson as well. So those are guys that, you know, as we talk about only going through the rotation 3 times in the order, you know, you could easily have Hayden Wesniewski, Adrian Sampson, Keegan Thompson take 3 innings. So, I mean, if a starter goes 4 or 5 innings and those guys can maybe go 3, 4, you may only need 2 guys in the bullpen, you know what I mean? Or, I mean, use 2 guys out of the in your pitching staff on any given day.
All right, 2 more questions for you. Let's go back. You mentioned his name, and we're all a little disappointed because he's such a fun guy, but Andrew Chafin. Now, supposedly he wanted a 2-year deal. The Cubs only wanted to do a 1-year deal. But as I look at the report, okay, he got 6.25 with a team option for 2024. The Cubs couldn't have done that? I mean,
yeah,
it just doesn't seem like a deal that the Cubs could not have done.
It's interesting. You know, the reason the Fulmer and Chafin signed so late, it just looks like the reliever market just kind of cratered. You know what I mean? Those guys were expecting a lot more, and teams weren't willing to do it. Could the Cubs have done it? You know, have to take a look again at where they stand, because I did not do that after the Fulmer signing. They're going to have to kind of make a decision on where they are in the middle of the season, if they're going to be buyers or sellers. And if they are going to be buyers, you want to be able to have a little bit of money, in reserve just in case that happens. So, you know, I think with Chafin, you know, he was with the Diamondbacks before he was with the Cubs, if memory serves me correctly. So if you want to check that for me, but, you know, I think that, you know, we'll see.
Reuniting. He's reuniting with them. Yes, it's a team that he's been with before. Yep.
So it may, you know, we don't know that they did or didn't offer him, and maybe he just felt more comfortable going to Arizona. Maybe they didn't offer him anything. I don't know. But I think that whole righty lefty thing is not going to be a big a deal as we see. So
all right, we'll have to keep an eye on that one. I'm just concerned that they're super duper right handed. Also, one more guy I want to talk to you about, pitching wise. What are your expectations with Kyle Hendricks?
I mean, he's
a starter.
Honest.
He's not a bullpen guy, right? Right. He's not a guy who's going to come out of the bullpen. He's either going to start or he's not going to be with the team.
I'm nervous. I'm not going to lie. I am nervous about his health. He is a guy that clearly, he's never relied on heat, you know, being to overpower guys. It's always been about deception. But the important thing is that he has enough heat on that fastball that it differentiates from the off-speed pitches. And so this is the first time that we're seeing this. They gave him the rest of the season off, didn't force him back to give him time to recover as much as he needs. I mean, from the sounds of things, I don't see him even coming back until after the All-Star break. So, you know, I would say
not till after the All-Star break.
That would be my guess. Now, I don't have the medicals in front of me, but you know, it didn't sound like he was thrown off a mound yet even, right?
Right.
And that was in January. So when you're talking about January and you're not thrown off the mound, you're talking about, okay, you're going to have to build that up. You're going to have, and again, they're taking it slow is what they said. They're going to have to build that up. He's going to have minor league stints before he's ready. I mean, it'll be interesting to see. And we're going to have a lot of guys that are out there in Arizona watching. I'm going to go out to Arizona myself and see what I can see and you know, report back to you guys and see what I see. But no, if he comes back before the All-Star game, great, but easily not coming back the first 2 months. Maybe he comes back in June, and if not, then you're in July when the All-Star game plays. So I am not 100%, and you never know with setbacks or anything like that. So I'm not holding my breath for Kyle to make a return. If he comes and he's effective, absolutely awesome. But, I think the Cubs, and you can see it by the way that they've loaded up their rotation, that they're not 100% certain he'll be back. So you're not relying. You're not sitting here going, you know, I'm not talking, you know, going back to the days of 2004 and 2005 and, oh, you know, if, would, and prior are healthy. We're not worried about if Kyle is healthy. If Kyle is healthy and he's 100%, then Kyle's an asset to any team and he's going to be great with the Cubs and it would be as a starter. But they're not relying on it. They're not counting on that at all.
Right. Well, we're going to have Tommy Hotovy on pretty early in the week next week. So hopefully that's something that he can shed a little bit of light on for us.
We went over the starters. We kind of talked about the guys that would take the multi-inning roles. We do want to look a little bit here at the other guys in the bullpen, the short inning, high leverage situations. A couple names we just want our listeners to kind of be aware of. Jeremiah Estrada. He's been on the program, flamethrower. He appeared in 5 games last season, but he threw 2 of the fastest pitches of any Cubs reliever. And you also have Julian Merriweather. Remember, the Cubs picked him up off waivers from Toronto. Michael Rucker appeared in 41 games with the Cubs last season. And then Brandon Hughes. Remember Brandon Hughes? It gets overlooked sometime when he ended up he made his debut the same time as Christopher Morel. And, you know, Brandon Hughes was phenomenal last season, his first year in the bigs. And you saw he became a really trusted name that David Ross leaned on out of the bullpen.
Well, and that's your lefty option right now, right? I mean, he's got to make the team. He's going to be part of it.
He's absolutely making the team. And then, surprisingly enough, Rowan Wick is the veteran of the bullpen. He's been with the Cubs since 2019. So when you take a look at possible closers, Dustin, when we look at possible closers for this team, you're looking at, I would say, Rowan Wick, Brandon Hughes, and like I said, my dark horse candidate, Adbert Alzolay.
Wow. Well, we'll keep an eye on that. Let's make sure we mark the tape, because that you could be a little schwammious, and we'll see how that plays out. But really curious for the our listeners to the podcast. Let us know, who do you see as a bullpen lock, maybe a lockdown guy in the eighth and ninth inning? Don't forget, you can reach out to us and email us or hit us up on the social medias.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.